Why do you think you can multitask? Can you? Do you? Do I? Sometimes. I mean, sometimes there's days where I think I can do everything. I try to do everything. And some days I'm not sure if I do anything. I think that a lot of the time we can all be led to believe that if we do more, then we've done more. And so we juggle with trying to do a million things all at once. And unfortunately, in the type of society that we live in, we are rewarded for our capacity to do many things all at once. And oftentimes, the quality is overshadowed by the quantity because we're achieving, we're ticking boxes, we're fulfilling needs, we're doing things. I know for me that it can feel quite chaotic at times if I'm trying to do a lot of things. Even if I feel like I can do them well, it still feels a bit messy, a bit mad, a bit like I'm running on full speed with my legs kicking pretty hard under the water while I'm trying to glide across the top. I mean, personally, I've had many moments in my life when I thought I was invincible and could take on such a busy load of things to do personally, professionally, that it just sunk me. And nothing got done well. Dropped the ball. Burned some bridges. Things didn't work out as planned, and realistically, nothing really was as good as I wanted to be. Nothing that I was as proud of as I could be. Wasn't really inspired by my actions. I was trying to just, you know, be as productive as I thought. I've learned these days that when we spread our attention so much, nothing really is attended to. We feel, or we are, doing everything. So we're actually not really doing anything. Or not anything well. Sometimes these days we're expected to be all singing, all dancing. We're supposed to be good friends and good listeners and highly productive and accomplished and successful and well-rested, well-exercised, well-conversed, well-studied, well-traveled, and it can feel so heavy. It can pile up that even the illusion of being well-versed can really distract us from anything. We have a to-do list that is so long that nothing gets done. You know, for me, I find it's kind of like if I had, you know, I was standing across the room from you and had kind of three juggling balls in my hand. And I toss them up in the air and say, quick, catch them. This is kind of the idea of multitasking. And you scramble around trying to catch them all. And so, in effect, you drop everything. And in the process of, madness occurs. Frustration occurs. But nothing really is gathered. But if I was to do that situation over again and simply say I've got one thing, one ball, I'm going to toss it up in the air gently towards you. Just focus on it. Catch it. And then I'll throw you the next one. And then I'll throw you the third one. It's probably pretty likely that your chance of catching each ball one at a time, one after the other, is a lot easier and a lot less chaotic than me trying to throw them all at the same time. I think ultimately that really is the essence of today's intention. Can we see what it's like to do one thing at a time, not everything all at once? So today's practice. If you're the type of person that has a to-do list, pick one thing to do and do that next and forget about the rest. And when that one thing is done, go back to the list and pick one more. And just do that throughout the day so that your attention is simply on one thing at a time. Let this be today's good intention. Let this be your practice. To do one thing at a time, not everything all at once.